T-minus 30 seconds.
Welcome to the most electrifying show in sports. The Cinco Sando Sports Podcast. Hosted by the man, the myth, the legend, B. Sando. Ladies and gentlemen, 10, it's showtime.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
What's going on, sports family? Welcome back to another episode of the Cinco Sando Sports Podcast. Today, Monday, August 1st, 2022. I hope you guys had a good weekend. Chilled with some family and friends. Maybe had a little cookout or went to a nice dinner or saw somebody you hadn't seen in a long time. I just want to remind everybody, the show will be released at 9 a.m. CST time, Monday through Friday. And to go check out the new website at CincoSandoSports.com. I am your fabulous host, B. Sando. And we're going to get right into it. We are going to get right into it.
The topic of the day.
The topic of the day was, of course, as you can see behind me, we're in the Boston Garden. We will be talking about the late, great Bill Russell and his impact. What was Bill Russell's impact? Can we get 5 minutes on the Cinco Sando clock? 5 minutes on the Cinco Sando clock, please. All righty. Let's get to it. William Felton Russell, born February 12, 1934, better known as Bill Russell, was an American professional basketball player who played center for the Boston Celtics of the National Basketball Association from 1956 to 1969, a five-time Most Valuable Player and a 12-time NBA All-Star. He was the centerpiece for the Celtics dynasty that won 11 NBA championships during his 13-year career. Russell and Henry Richard of the National Hockey League are tied for the record of the most championships won by an athlete in North American Sports League. Russell is widely considered to be one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He led the San Francisco Dons to two consecutive NCAA championships in 1955 and 56, and he captained the gold medal-winning U.S. national basketball team at the 1956 Summer Olympics. Russell was also the second overall pick in the 1956 draft by the Celtics. He was All-Star Game MVP, three-time All-NBA first team, eight-time All-NBA second team, four-time rebounding champion, NBA Lifetime Achievement Award recipient in 2009. He was on the NBA anniversary team, the 25th anniversary team, the 35th anniversary team, the 50th anniversary team, in the 75th anniversary team. His number 6 jersey retired by the Boston Celtics. He was a NCAA tournament most outstanding player in 1955. He was the college player of the year in 1956. Two-time Helms player of the year, 55 and 56. Two-time consensus first team All-American. WCC player of the year. He also received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama in 2011. He was also a player coach and NBA champion as a coach, as the first African American coach in the NBA and the first African American player coach to win multiple championships 1968 and 69. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, the FIBA Hall of Fame, and the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Russell was more than a basketball player. It's easy to remember the shots that Bill Russell blocked or the NBA championships he won. After all, there are so many of each that he is considered one of the greatest basketball players in history. And in some corners, the greatest, period. But after his nearly nine decades of life, his most consequential legacy has less to do with sports that he dominated and more to do with the work that he did off the court. From the time he was a young man to the death at age 88 on Sunday, Russell was a civil rights activist who consistently used his platform as a celebrity athlete to confront racism, no matter whom it alienated or what it did in the public popularity. He was one of the first to do so. Now, it is common for athletes across many sports to be outspoken, no doubt inspired by Russell. The NBA Players Union encourages its members to be passionate about their politics, especially around social justice. Without Russell's risking his own livelihood and enduring the cruelties as he did as a black player in the segregated Boston of the 1950s and 1960s, athlete activism would look much different today if it existed at all. Russell marched with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom in 1963. In the prime of his playing career, he played for the Boston Celtics 1956 and 1969. He was invited to sit on stage behind Dr. King, but declined. That same year, Russell offered his public support for demonstrations against segregation in Boston public schools and addressed black students taking part in a sit-in. Bill Russell was a pioneer. Eaton Thomas, a former NBA player and political activist, said in a text Sunday, Russell said Russell was an athlete who used his position and platform to stand up for bigger cause. He added that he was the type of athlete I wanted to be like when I grew up. Russell will be sadly missed, not only by his NBA family, but by society and humanity as a whole. Bill Russell is survived by three children he shared with his first wife and college sweetheart, Rose Swisher. Bill has two sons, William Felton Jr. and Jacob, who kept their lives private and out of the public spotlight. Bill's daughter Karen was born in 1962. She is a legal and political analyst who graduated from Georgetown University and Harvard Law School. She is a media person, lawyer, and a black rights activist who has also continued publications like the New York Times Magazine. On July 31st, 2020, she tweeted a series of pictures with her late father's caption, "Keanu Reeves on death. I know that one who loves us will miss us." Russell died peacefully with his wife, Janine, by his side at Mercer Island, Washington, home on July 31st, 2022, at the age of 88. Bill Russell was undoubtedly one of the greatest NBA players that we've ever seen. I think that he was more than that, though. He did everything that he could do to be a martyr and an example to the youth and to humanity as a whole, as a person that could be looked up to, not only in height and stature, but also in character. Bill Russell should be remembered as one of the greatest people to have ever lived. Bill Russell was a philanthropist, a great athlete, a father, husband, and just a brother. I think that Bill Russell will be sadly missed, and that the NBA family and the family of the world will miss him. That's going to be all my time for today on today's show. Thank you guys for listening. And I thank you guys for watching. You guys can catch me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook. Go to CincoSandoSports.com to visit the website. And I thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I'm going to leave now. Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.